Recording the Chazanish also by request of Dr. Bray. We are Perek Dawud, Oysa Dawud, second paragraph. Vamban, not yet, there's still 2 seconds. Vamban, Hakoli Ha'anush, I don't know how he translates Anush, it means a terrible illness, but I don't know.
The most deadly illness.
Deadly illness. Who are shiftless. It's people with low self-esteem. That's, I think, what he calls it. What does he say it is?
Baseness.
What?
Baseness.
Baseness?
Loneliness.
Low self-esteem.
That's
what's loneliness? Loneliness means you have low self-esteem.
Low life.
No, he doesn't mean that. I don't think so. I don't think so.
He certainly doesn't mean that. I'm off the shift of my own.
No.
What he's saying, I think, your translation sounds very, very good.
Again, I will say the following. There's a difference between gaipa and self-esteem. And he's saying that person should be an anav, but he has to have self-worth. If he doesn't have self-worth, that's the worst thing. Because then he can do anything, and it doesn't mean anything, because he doesn't mean anything. Hamida Hashfela Ainla Mazar Bakriyas Nibre Musar. The Mida of Shiflus has no cure in reading Musar. The Tzarech Hakroas Navshai, he needs to heal his nefesh, Misharshai in its root, Ulaharimai Mikitayavain, and to raise it up from the thick mud. Vitikunahi Bakriyas Chachma. And the way to do that is to acquire wisdom. Kibi Nefesh Kol Adam. In everybody's nefesh, there's healing, there's medicines that are there to make a person ravcha, to make a person expand, grow. What does he say? What?
He has storehouses that are built.
Storehouses, he says? Oh, he says, asumim as storehouses, not samim. Okay. Oitris pnuyim b'shulchach madei obina. He has empty storehouses for chach madei obina v'haskel. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and I don't know what haskil is, intelligence. The nefesh kochai mishtekekes l'maloysam. And the nefesh of every person wants to fill those storehouses. He wants to know things. But the bodily desires turn him to other wants. They won't leave over any root or branch to wanting wisdom. Vashmir b'limudim, vashazna b'mada, and listening to learning, and hazana, and listening to knowledge, yamanechet hamanatzeches habtucha aleitayvus ha'akshama natiyas hazaris. That is the guaranteed winner over bodily desires and strange tendencies. Ki amnam ein tikkun hamidus shaylam yadam habis atzmai. You know, correcting your meanings doesn't remove from you to love yourself. The mitzias of the tendencies to want honor and enjoyment, the mitzias chiyuvis is a obligatory, not obligatory.
Necessary element.
A necessary element. In this mixture that is, what does he say? He better in English. What?
In the composition of this machine,
meaning, midas doesn't mean that you don't like yourself. Midas doesn't mean that you don't want honor. Midas doesn't mean that you don't want enjoyment. Every person wants to be recognized and have enjoyment. The question is, from what? What do you want enjoyment from? And not having those things, these tendencies, not building a person, that's breaking down his messias. Musar tells you, love yourself, and you should deserve and in earn honor. But know what's fortunate on this world. What is your honor? Ain't covenant with Torah. Ain't covenant with Nava. Ain't covenant with Zivas HaKavet. Covet is not to want covet. Covet is to be a person that is satisfied with himself for serving the Rabbi Nishnoilam, not for needing to be recognized by others. But that is his covered. That is his, he feels good about himself that he is able to serve the Rebbeinu Shloim without needing external recognition for it. Ein Eisher is nothing more fortunate, Rakli Shtachrer Mimtia Sativius, to overcome and be free from the tendencies of nature. The happiest people are the ones that are totally serving the Rebbeinu Shloim and are happy with themselves and what they're doing, don't need to be recognized by others, don't need to have physical enjoyment. The enjoyment is, I am accomplishing as a person. I'm doing my job in this world, or at least I'm attempting to do my job in this world. I'm sorry. Yes? After we finish Emuna B'Tochen, I want to learn Orchis Yosher from Rav Chaim Kanievsky. It's a thin sefer, but it's a thin sefer with a lot in it.
I'm
going to
say
that
because why not?
Nefesh HaChaim. I have to know Nefesh HaChaim to teach it. Okay. One of the problems is I don't know Nefesh HaChaim. Maybe if I get a Nefesh HaChaim with a parish, not English necessarily, I can translate most of the words in Nefesh HaChaim. It's not written in modern Hebrew, but I would need a parish.
I can give you two. Schweitzer and also I'm blocking out
a sentence. Okay. We'll worry about it when we hold it. I'd rather learn architecture first and then we'll worry about it. Okay. So yesterday, the Gemara explained the difference between the case of mikvah and the case of the woman. The case of mikvah, her chazakah, the mikvah's chazakah that it was complete, is going up against two things. Number one, it's not complete now. But number two is that there's somebody tamei out there. Even though his chazakah is not as strong as the chazakah of the mikvah, because his chazakah is subordinate to the chazakah of the mikvah, because if he goes into mikvah, he's tar, and we have to establish what the mikvah is first. But it's there. Therefore, it's called tarti l'reisa, and therefore the Gemara says we consider him tamei. By saying it by this woman, where all we have is one against one, and the chazakah of the mikara, the chazakah of what she was, is stronger than the fact that it changed. And therefore, we go by that. There is no second element to make us treat her as Tameh. Mm-hmm. So Beis Shammai says, there's no Chumrah at all. And Beis Hill, I'm sorry, not Beis Shammai, not Beis Hill, Shammai and Hill. Hill does not disagree in the essence svara of Shammai because he agrees that for her husband and for Chulun, we consider it to her. But he holds there's a Chumrah for Truma and Kachem. But that chumrah is only not to burn the truma and kachim, just not to eat them. That's what he says. I'm sorry? Tarti l'reisa, we will have it again today.
What do they do if they don't burn it?
They leave it around till it rots. Frank de Gemara, we are now, okay, it's very hard to count lines, but we're smack in the middle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 16th line from the top. And the Gemara is going to go through this again and then continue on in a little bit of a different vein. U'mayishna mechavius. Why is the woman different than the barrel of wine? The tan. Okay? This is a Mishnah in Masechtas Gittin, I believe. I know it's discussed in Masechtas Gittin. I think it is a Mishnah Masechtas Gittin. No, he says it's in Baba Basra. I'm sorry, it's in Baba Basra and in Kedushin, but the Mishnah is in Baba Basra. Okay, I'm sorry. Is it getting on the side? It doesn't say getting. It's a Tznan. It's a Mishnah. So obviously it's got to be a Mishnah. I thought it was a Lamed and Gittin. That's where I remembered it from. That's the first time I had it. You know, the banishment makes it for me that if I have it five times, I'll remember the first time I have it, and the subsequent times is not what sticks in my memory. So I remember it.
Rabbi Artskol says it's not a Mishnah, but it's a Sefta and Trumas.
Thank you very much. That means Artskol is saying that the Tznan is wrong.
Yeah, he said
it's supposed to be the Tanya. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. That's what happens. Now I don't have Eitz V'Hodr here. I'm learning from my old Gemara, my Chasson Shas. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference. I've been using this for many years. I mean, not really, but I use another shots at home. But at least this is the shots that's supposed to be my shelf that's supposed to look used. You know what I mean? But none. Hayim binding is achaviyisli esmapish aleim truma v'haylach. The halacha is wine and vinegar are two different things. The guy has a barrel of wine, and what they used to do for convenience sake is they had like a bunch of barrels. They put one barrel to the side. And they said, we're going to use this for truma. As we get more barrels, I'll say more truma in here. Another barrel, like if a truma is a 40th or 50th or 60th. We'll say, there's more truma in there. So we use up the truma in there. Let's say there's 10 gallons. As you have 40 gallons, a gallon in there is truma. Another 40 gallons, another gallon there is truma. He keeps on using that barrel to separate his truma because it's convenient. Instead of having to remove a gallon out of every 40 gallons, he has those gallons on the side that he will designate as truma for the other gallons as he's producing them, which is a very convenient way to then hand the whole barrel to the kayan. Say, this is the truma over the last 400 gallons that I have. But he didn't call it truma yet. He put it to the side that he's going to use this for truma. As he makes wine and he has to separate truma, he will take some of that. He won't take it out. He'll say, another gallon of there is truma. Another gallon of there is truma. Until he uses it all up for truma.
So it's a full keg.
The full keg sealed barrel that's wine. And he's going to separate little by little in there as truma.
In his mind.
He'll talk it out. If he doesn't have to be in his mind, it could be in his mind, but let's say he'll talk it out. Yes?
Does this all have to be on a single harvest?
That's because you're supposed to separate each year for each year.
Exactly.
Okay, but it doesn't. Again, it's still good, but it's true. Yes?
Okay.
Now, the problem is, at the end, he opens it up and it's vinegar. So now the question becomes, what was wine? When did it turn vinegar? If it turned vinegar, then the truma that he separated was null and void. If it turned vinegar when it was wine when he separated, it happened to be the wine turned into vinegar, but that's not his fault anymore. Meaning he separated wine, the wine turned into vinegar. He did the truma.
Cheskis wine.
This is why we're going to the sugya. Exactly. So there's a machloikis. Yes.
We may be getting into it, which is, at what point does grape juice become wine?
Again, this is wine. This is not grape juice. This is wine. It's already fermented to be wine. Now the question is, when did it go from wine to vinegar? That's our sugya. And that's why we're learning this Gemara.
The reason I'm asking, again, we may be covering this later, the reason why I'm asking is because as soon as you press grape juice and put it into it, I'm assuming this is an initial barrel, as soon as that is produced and barreled, the process of becoming wine starts immediately.
Okay, I think we should learn the Gemara, and we'll assume that he's putting into the barrel wine already. It wasn't grape juice, it was wine.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so now, the Brisa says, he checked it. Before he started this process, he made sure it was wine, and he was going to keep using it for truma. And then at the end, he opens it up, and it's vinegar. Now the question is, when he separated it, which he did on a constant basis, what is the status of all his separations? Now the shaila becomes to him, can he drink the wine that he used that barrel for as truma? If it didn't work, if it was vinegar, then this is tevo. He's not allowed to drink it unless he separates truma again. If it was wine, then he can assume that was wine and turned into vinegar at a later date, and he was okay. What is his status? So the Brisa says the following words, which is very cryptic. Kol gimul yamin vadai mikam ve'eluch safek. Now, what that means is a machloikas amaroim. What Amira says, it means the first 3 days after he checked it, he can assume it was wine. After 72 hours from when he checked it at first, it becomes a Suffolk vinegar. Because the first 72 hours after you looked at it, it did not change. Afterwards, it's subject to change, and therefore, from then on, it's a Suffolk. That's what the first Magyamah translates this Mishnah. So he, this Raisa. So he says, Kol Gimu Yamim means the first 3 days, there's a Machlekes here, Rashi's going to bring a Machlekes. Kol Gimu Yamim, the first 3 days, is Vadai. It's Vadai wine. Mikam Ve'elach, afterwards, Suffolk. That's what one Magyamah says. The second Magyamah says, no. The last 3 days is definitely vinegar. From the beginning till the last 3 days is a Suffolk. So there's two ways to translate this Braisa. One learns Kol Gimu Yamim means the first 3 days it's wine, afterwards it's a Suffolk vinegar. And one says no. The last 3 days it's vinegar. The first, from the moment he sealed it till the last 3 days, it's a Suffolk wine. That's the two ways to learn this braisa. It has no impact on this sugya. If Rashi wouldn't have brought it, I would have just picked one way. But Rashi was kind enough to bring both ways, so I have to be honest. So I'm mentioning both ways. So there's two ways to understand this line. Either it means all 3 days it was wine, afterwards it's Suffolk, or it means the last 3 days it was vinegar, afterwards it's wine. Let's read Rashi. Dr. Rashi, I invite you to say, it's the first wide line. And I think everybody has the same print for once. Back to Rashi. He's changing it if it's in its status that it didn't become vinegar. To continuously rely on it. And he drinks the other barrels. And he looks at this barrel. Lahafri looks at his barrel as a statement. Doesn't mean he has to actually look. That he's going to use it to separate. That he can think it because truma can be separated with thought. Kol gimu yamim vaday. Dr. Rashi plucked the Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shua, Ben Levi, the Baba Basra, the Perek HaMayach HaPeres. This is the Machloikas, those two Amaroim, in Baba Basra. Rabbi Yechon Neymar Kol Gimu Yamim Lachem Badika, the first 3 days after he checked, Shematza B'Cheskosa, that he had found it at that point to be in the status of wine, Vadayayin. V'mama B'Tar Gimu Yamim Ha'zut Truma Leilu Asmuchem La, and if he had said during those 3 days, it should be Truma on these barrels that are next to it, Hare Vadayayin, Kula Misukon Reis, they're all fixed. They're all good to go, because the first 3 days, it was definitely wine. Right. Mikam ve'elach, after 3 days, Suffolk. Utrumahi b'yavza v'yitra. So he's left in a little bit of a quandary. He might be truma, because wine that turns into vinegar still remains truma. But at the same time, he doesn't know if his truma worked, so he's got to give truma again. So he has, I'm sorry?
Tevel,
in other words. Right. But it's a Suffolk. It's a Suffolk tevel. So what happens by a Suffolk tevel, you have to separate again, but the first one might be truma. So this is truma, it has to be given to the kayan, and the other one have to give another truma. That's what happened. If truma levi, I mean, no. Kol gimu yamim kaidem dika achroina, shenim tzchaimitz, right, the last 3 days, vadei chaimitz. Nekimim da'akshem chaimitz gomeru, ei vadei ein pachas megimu yamim shesu la'achmet. You find it to be total vinegar, that means it started becoming vinegar 3 days ago. It takes 3 days to go from the beginning of the process to the end of the process. The Master Matei said, "Yo, give me yamim truma mokam achar." Ain't a truma, 100% not truma. The Libur the Rebbe, the Amar Ba'Meicher says, "Svinu yain b'chay mitchnei minim hay." So Rashi right away points out that the Machlokes Tanoim whether wine and vinegar are considered two different things. Maybe vinegar does work on truma and wine. Rebbe says it doesn't, but either Rabbanon, Hakayim Lo Tarmin Aralia V'Truma Z'Truma, they hold that vinegar and wine are the same, even though vinegar is bad and wine is good, but it's good b'di'evan, so you wouldn't have to do anything. So this is going like Rebbe, who says wine and vinegar are two things. You can't separate from vinegar and wine, so therefore it's a problem. Going to the Rabbanon, this is not a problem. It wasn't nice for you to separate vinegar, but you didn't do it, but made it, and it works. Become the Eilach, Lemifreya, Suffolk. Going to Mishum and Levi before the 3 days in Suffolk, that was Utruma V'yavza V'yitron. Alma, what we need from this sugya is, Bein Lamar, Mishapkin and Reyes and Lemifreya. But both of them say, we start worrying, not at the point that you find it, but retroactive. Question is, how far retroactive do you want to go? But everybody agrees that the original chazaka does not take you all the way. Everybody agrees to that. If Shulman Levi says it doesn't take you for a minute, and Rabbi Yechon says it takes you for 3 days, that's it. Now, what happened to chazaka? Why, by this woman, does Shammai say, we don't say it happened before, because she has a chazaka that she wasn't an Ida. And by the wine, they don't go by chazaka. That's the question.
I didn't understand the whole story. He had Bell that he was masterish, or he put aside for the following year. In other words, as
I didn't say you're adding words for a long, for whatever period he needs.
We have a full barrel set up, and when was he codig?
Before he sealed the barrel.
And was this Vachrona, when did he?
When he's finished now, and he wants to give it to the Kayan, he opened it up.
So he does two secrets on it.
He checks it twice, yeah. I like to use the word checked it because Badika makes it sound like it's an elaborate thing. Yeah, I know, but that, in English that means check.
After all, it's not precious, but he gives it to the guy.
Right, now he checks it to see what he's giving to the guy.
He knows when he did something, it's
not precious. Obviously.
Why did he do this at the beginning?
To make sure it's wine. He wants to make sure that it's wine, not vinegar.
That was the first barrel that he made.
I don't know if it's the first or it's 45th. He's making a whole bunch of barrels. He checks each one as he seals them to make sure that he has wine, and he puts one aside. He doesn't have to make the same yichud when he checks the barrel.
And then he continues to make more wine that will be taken.
Exactly. Exactly.
Why check it? Just give it the wine.
He checks it to see what he's giving. He didn't check it. He gave it to the Kayan, who opened it up and called him up. Hello, you gave me vinegar. We don't need a L'shem Yichud and a bracha and putting on a gartel to check this wine. It's just what he does. As he does, it's like, no big deal. We're making a big to-do out of this bedinka. It's not bedinka's chametz. But bedinka's chametz, you put on a gartel. But this, you don't have to put on a gartel. Okay. Dr. Gemara. So Maishna Mechavis. So why is this woman treated different than the barrel of wine? Not only inviting is a chavis, it's not a shalat truma. V'haylach. V'yakach nimtzu chaymetz kol gimel yamavad every time we have the suffix. And Rashi brought it as both shatim and the gimel yamem, which is not necessary for our Gemara. But Rashi was honest, and he told you to shatim with this price. Kasha l'shambai. Now this is not a question on Hill, because Hill says the suffix here too. So Hill is fine. He said the woman is a suffix and the wine is a suffix. But Shammai said the woman is Tahira. But the truth is, we could have asked on Hill too, because Hill only said it for Truman Kutchum. He agrees by everything else to Shammai. Why? Why is it different than the wine? So that's Truma. You can say that's Truma, so we're more Mahmoud. Fine. That's why the Gemara says Kashel is Shammai. The Gemara does not say to Hill. In the first question, the beginning of the page, it said Kasha Tame and on Hill. Because there we said it's Barai Tame. Here we say it's Suffolk. Suffolk, Hill's fine. But Shammai is fair. Why is that different than the case of a woman? And for the Gemara, Hasim Shum Deikala Meimar, Hemetevela Chaskasai, Vamaloy Nisakin. That's because the Chazaka was that the other wines are Tevel. Now that's the same thing as the Tamei in the case of the Mikvah. Just like over there, you had a person that was Tamei. Here you have wine that was Tevel. You don't know if you corrected it or not. Why don't we put the wine in the barrel on its Chazaka and it wasn't sour? And that's a stronger Chazaka. Because the Tevel's Chazaka depends on this barrel of wine. The source of the suffix is, was this barrel of wine or vinegar? So let's paskin that. And then the tevel goes off. That's a stronger chazaka than the chazaka of tevel. Because the chazaka of tevel, if this was wine, was removed. So it's like the case of tamei. If the mikvah is good, it's not tamei. If this wine is good, it's not tevel. So it's a lesser chazaka than the chazaka of the barrel. So why are you taking into consideration the tevel when you have the chazaka of the wine? Which is the first question. Was this wine or vinegar? That will decide everything else. And for the Gemara, that's because it turned sour. So we have to take into account that it did change. That the Gemara cannot be dam lefanecha. The woman turned into Anita. So why over there do you consider her chazaka that she wasn't Anita? That the Gemara has to the chazoy. We say it changed as late as possible. Hasam Nami has to the Echmetz. So over there also, it changed as late as possible. That the Gemara hachi has to. And the Gemara goes through the same process it went through at the beginning of the page. That's a constantly changing thing. Wine starts becoming vinegar in actuality. It starts the process as soon as you put wine in a barrel. The longer you leave it there, it's going to start turning into vinegar. So it's a slow process. And the process begins right away. It's a slow process at the beginning, and it speeds up as it ages. It's a changing process. Is neither a changing process? Is it neither an immediate thing? That's not true. My kusha, it's not true. My woman, it's also a build-up in her uterus till it starts bleeding. So the Gemara, the same answer. It's there. This is similar to mikvah. There's two things going against the chazaka. A, that you have tevel on the other side. And B, that it changed. So there's two negatives. Whereas by a woman, there's only one negative. She started as not Anita, now she is Anita. There's no other factor involved. Therefore, we say that we don't have to consider her Anita. That's what Shammai holds, correct? Yes?
Tevel doesn't start until you, it's a secondary, depending on what...
But yeah, it exists. It is a reyesa. Granted, that's a stronger one. Weakness. I'm sure Art School has a fancier word for reyesa. Yeah, he used this thesaurus for this one. What does Rabbeinu Artsko translate reyesa?
Weakening.
Weakness?
Factors of weakening.
Factors of weakening, okay. Yes?
I would take issue with one fine point, which you said. You said the process of becoming vinegar begins as soon as the barrel. That's not true. The potential of becoming, most wine will not become vinegar. There are ones which are contaminated, so the potential of becoming vinegar becomes
vinegar. Again, I'm definitely not going to sit here and argue this point,
The reason I bring it up is because it's a bit weaker than what you said.
Okay, I will try one more time. I'll say what I say, and I'll say it because that's the way Gemara is all over mean. And that is that in those days, they didn't have any additives. So wine was left on its own. And every wine left on its own will ultimately turn into vinegar. That's how the Gemara always assumes. And therefore, I grant you that the process did not start that you feel it right away. It takes a long time for that process to continue, or a short time. That's the shayla over here between Rabbi Yechonon and the thing, right? Rabbi Yechonon says for 3 days you're guaranteed, afterwards you're not. And Rabbi Shulam Levi says you're not guaranteed for a moment. But when I said the process means whatever makes it turn into vinegar, it starts right away. Whatever is going to make it turn into vinegar ultimately starts right away. Because in today's day and age, they add things to wine. They add things to keep it from becoming vinegar. Just like they add things to grape juice to keep it from becoming wine. And that's why there's a machlokes if you can make kiddush on grape juice. Because those who say you can't say it's not wine. Because you added something to make sure it never becomes wine. And others say, but it would have become wine had you not added, and that's good enough. By the way, which is what 90% of Klal Yisrael Seimachon that makes kiddush on grape juice and uses it for dalakaisis.
What
are they saying about? The question is, why is grape juice wine?
Okay.
And the answer is, because had you not put in the additives, it would have turned into wine.
But there is a difference in grape juice and wine.
Is
it two different things?
Again.
Halacha?
Well, that's the
shiloh. And the answer?
It's machlokes. But most pipes can say it's good enough. Oh. Don't change what you do. Keep on making kiddush on whatever you make kiddush. This is not a halacha share. We went through this a million times. Buddha says a million and first. This is not a halacha share. Yes?
I would point out that if I remember correctly, they had pulled up amphorae of wine from the bottom of the Mediterranean shipwrecks, which are 2,000 years old, which are perfectly potent and are not.
Okay, I'm happy.
There are a number of wines, quote, the natural wines. There are a number of wines which are made today with no additives whatsoever.
Okay. All I know is that if I took out my bottle from I don't know how many pesos ago, and it was vinegary.
No,
that's after the additive. That's
the air that turns it. If the air gets in there, then
could be okay. Whatever it is, let's go. Rashi.
It depends on whether you're talking about aerobic or anaerobic.
Okay, I'd rather not get into winemaking. We'll leave winemaking for a different day. Frank the Gemara Viter. There's no Rashi in this Gemara besides the one I learned, because it's a repeat of the Gemara before. Frak the Gemara, but Barami Chavis HaMikvah. But by Chavis we say it's Suffolk. By Mikvah we said it's Vadai Tameh. Why aren't they contradictory? They're both Tartilareis. They're both two negatives. And by Mikvah we said everything is Vadai Tameh, right? Even if it's just a rabbin. And by Chavis we say it's a Suffolk. Why are we, by Mikvah, Paskining Vadai Tameh, and by Chavis we're saying Suffolk? They're equal, right? The woman is different. We got her out of the way. Now we have Chavis and Mikvah. Chavis we pass to Suffolk. Mikvah we pass to Vadai Tameh. Both have two negatives. What's the difference? The Rashi. Rami Chavis and Mikvah. The Tvai Yikatai Tilareisa. They both have two negatives. Zuck the Gemara back to the Gemara. Maishno Helcha Vadai and Maishno Helcha Suffolk. Why by the Mikvah did you make her Vadai Tameh? Make the Kalim Vadai Tameh. And by the Chavis, you said Suffolk. Rashi, Maishna Mikvah, the Mikvah, the Maksikina, the Mifreya. We go back to Mizvadai. Maishna B'Chavis, the Kamer Suffolk. And for the Gemara, you know why? Amram Chalina Mitzura, Man Tana Chavis, Reb Simon, he. It's a Machlagis Tanoim. And Reb Simon would say that Mikvah is also a Suffolk. They both are, this is a Machlagis Tanoim by both cases. We quoted the one that said Vadai and the one that said Suffolk. But we're dealing with two people. The Rabbanon who said Vadai there would say Vadai here. The Shimon who said Suffolk here would say Suffolk there. You can't ask a question because it's two mandiyamrim. One says the Tarki L'Reis that makes it Vadai, and one says Tarki L'Reis that makes it a Suffolk. Because as Dr. Harris pointed out, the one Chazaka is stronger than the other Chazaka. So therefore, if Shimon says it's only a Suffolk. How do I know this? Did not. Mikvah shenimta benimta chaser, the case of mikvah that we had before, kol ataris shenasu agabav lemefreya, which is what we quoted before, beimushus harabim, beimushus hayochet tmeis, because it's tamei vadai, and Reb Shimon Eimer, beshus harabim tahiris, beshus hayochet tailin. And Reb Shimon says, beshus harabim it's tar because suffering is tar, and it's just hayochet, it's suffering tuma. Zuck drash. I'm going to say Rush for a while. Zuck Rashi. B'shusayachet Thailand. Time and fires to come on. The question is, why don't we go to Chumra by Shusayachet? And according to Reb Shimon, in Shusayachet, you should say Tamei, not Suffolk. So that's the Gemara is going to explain. Frank, Zuck the Gemara Vaita. This last Rashi on the page is on the neck. It's for the Gemara Vaita. Thailand means linen hang. It's not Vada either way. Suffolk. And both learned it out from Saita, because that is the source of Sabik Tuma B'Shusayach Tar, Tamei, and Sabik Tuma B'Shusayach Tar. It's Saita. Rabbanan Sarvichi Saita. Ma Saita Sabiku by Suka Vadai. Rabbanan said, by Saita we see Sabik is Vadai. Hakanami Sabik by Suka Vadai. Right? We say by Saita, we don't know if she was Mazana, but we say she's Asher to her husband until she drinks. That means we're considering her Vadai Usher till she drinks. We don't say she's Suffolk. We say, the Torah says, treat her as if she was Mizana unless you know otherwise. Let me explain why. Let's say the husband would die now. Right? She wouldn't get a tzuba. We assume she was Mizana. What do you mean, why? Answer is, because the Torah said, until she proves otherwise, we assume guilt rather than innocence. That's what we do by Saita. We assume guilt till proven otherwise. We're not like the American rule of presume innocence till proven guilty. We presume guilt unless otherwise. In Rishos HaYachid, that's what Sfeikai Tamei means. right? Zok Rashi, Misaita, Kedusev, Vihin Nitma. So Rashi right away says, what does Suffolk Tumah have to do with Suffolk Znus? Saita Znus, not Tumah. We're dealing with Tumatara, and all of a sudden we bring Saita. What does Saita have to do with Tumah? The answer is the Torah uses the word Tumah by Saita. The Torah is revealing to me that Saita and Tumah are one and the same, as far as halacha. Because the Torah says, Vihin Nitma, Iskus Tumah la Saita. The Torah is comparing Tumah to Saita. I'm sorry? Saita is always Rosh Hashayachid.
Right.
That's why we learn that Rosh Hashayachid from Saita. Because Saita didn't happen where there were three people. It happened when there were two people, her and him. That's why the translation of Rosh Hashayachid by Tumah is two people. And the translation of Rosh Hashayachid by Tumah is three people. We had that Nazar also. Yeah, we had another. Very good. Thank you. The guy who saw one of the Nazirim become seven. Vasu, look, Rashi, Vasu Kabadai, Shasur Labaila, Achatishta. Right? Right. Rabbanan, right. In fact, the Gemara, So why did Rabbanan say Bein Bishu Sayyach and Bein Bishu Sarab and Tamei? If you're learning it from Saita, Bishu Sarab and Bishu Mitar. Now the Gemara, Hasa Hachi Hashna. Hasa Mishtira Hiu, Ustira Bishu Sarab and Leka. There, the act that happened needs privacy. The very suffix comes because of privacy. Therefore, the halacha of Suffolk Tumah is said by Saita, only Bishu Sayyachid, because Suffolk Tumah Bishu Sayyachid is it automatically Saita is private. Hacha, here, Mishum Chasarhu. Here is the question, he's talking about the wine. Did the mikvah become less or not? Mali Chasar Bishu Sarabim, Mali Chasar Bishu Sayyachid. This Suffolk is not based on privacy. Saita, the whole suffix is based on privacy. Therefore, we say, if this would be Rosh Hashanah, it would be a totally different circumstance. It wouldn't be privacy. Therefore, we say, it's a difference between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. Whereas here, it doesn't make a difference where this mikvah is located. The suffix is the same. Fresh to Gemara, but every suffix to Rosh Hashanah, we say it's Tahar. We don't say it's different than Saita. Fresh to Gemara, if that's the case, we say Tahar, call suffix with Rosh Hashanah and Tahar. Right? So, again, back to the question. We learn that from Saita that every time you have a suffix, we say Tohar. In Rosh Hashanah. Now you're telling me, no, there's different kinds of suffix. Suffix that require privacy and suffix that don't require privacy. Hello? So then why are you walking around Shas saying suffix Tumah Rosh Hashanah is Tohar? Most of the suffix Tumahs don't require privacy. A guy's walking in the street and he doesn't know if he touched the sheriff. We say Suffolk Tumah Bishu Sarab Mitar. Does it really make a difference whether this sheretz is in a private area or in a public area? No. Yet we say we learn from Saita that public areas are. So why is this any different? So what if the mikvah is in a public area and it's the same suffix? So is every other Suffolk Tumah Bishu Sarab. Zakti Gemara, Kiva the Inkatai Tilareya said Kavale Tumadani. All other suffix don't have two negatives. This has two negatives. So therefore, the comparison to Saita doesn't work well. Again, the guy was Tamei, and the fact that now the mikvah is missing. Or by the wine, the wine was now vinegar, and the other thing was tevel. Those are the two negatives, two weaknesses. Dr. Rashi, Saita b'shus harabim tahira, ein b'shus harabim makam stira. It's not private if it's in public. Okay, so that's the end of the Gemara explaining the Rabbana. So the Rabbana says, we learn that from Saita, that Suffolk Tumah Bishu Sayyachid is Tamei. And Rosh Hashanah here doesn't make a difference, because there's Tartil Reyes. That's the end of the Gemara. You can't use Suffolk Tumah Bishu Sarabim because it's Tartil Reyes. And therefore we say, Rosh Hashanah doesn't make a difference, and we go Lepumra.
Do we figure out why Rav Shimon holds?
The next Gemara.
Oh.
Rav Shimon Sabar, Ki Saita. My Saita b'shul sarabim tar, hachanam b'shul sarabim tar. To me, it's like Saita. Every suffix b'tumah b'shul sarabim is tar. I tie to the reisa, doesn't make a difference. It's still a suffix, and therefore I go tar, and it's just a rabbi. I don't need chazakah. Chazakahs aren't tied to l'reisa. Therefore, I can't use it to make a tar. I can't make it mikvah good. So I'm left with a suffix. So the rabbanim say suffix to mivishus rabbim doesn't apply because it's tied to l'reisa. And Rabbi Shimon says it does apply. He doesn't consider it enough to make it a vada. Right? Rabbi Shimon suffix he said ma'as ha'ayte mivishus rabbim tar. Ochan mivishus rabbim tar. Now Rabbi Shimon says it's a suffix in mivishus hayochen. Frank the Gemara, Imi Saita, Imiki Saita, Ma Saita, Bishus Ayaka, Tamei Avadai, Hokanami Bishus Ayaka, Tamei Avadai. If you're learning it from Saita, then you should go the other way. That's Tamei Avadai, Bishus Ayaka. And Reb Shimon said, Thailand.
And you have two.
And for the Gemara, Hachi Hassam. Hassam, yes, Raglaim Ladavar, Sharkina Love and Istara, Hacha, my Raglaim Ladavar Ika. So Reb Shimon, that in Saita is more than a suffix. There's a basis. He warned her, don't go in a room with her, with him. She went in a room with him. That's more than a regular suffix. And therefore, did that's more than a regular suffix? We're machmer v'chus hayachad. But, one second. Mashenkin here, it's not any basis more one way than the other way. So if Shimon just says that suffix tumah v'chus hayachad tameh is not always true. Suffix tumah v'chus hayachad means you don't say tahar, but it's suffix. The halacha that you say tahar is only true in v'chus harabim. But to say tameh, you can't learn that from Saita. Because Saita, tartil reis, it makes it a suffix according to Reb Shimon.
Not enough for
a glayim. Not enough for a glayim. Exactly. And Saita has a basis. It's a stronger suffix. Therefore, we're machmer. This suffix is not a stronger suffix, therefore we're making. Let me read the Rashi. The Rashi, my reglaim ledaver ika, sharkina loven is reglaim ledaver simen tomeika. Sharkina loven istra, he warned her, and she went by history about this dream by ministra. My reglaim ledaver ika, the levi chasr mikainim mechain. How do you know? You have no basis. The mahashtu the chasr. The smamina, the ksavar, Reb Shimon, bishar suffix tumma the alma. By every subject tumma, nami b'shus hayachad tailin, the emek lahim adam. We've just established something that we have known. There are Shimon holds that every time in Shas we say subject tumma b'shus hayachad tar, tame, it's only a subject. Except by Saita, where there's a basis. So we have here a whole machlokes, two separate arguments between Reb Shimon and Rabbanan. To the Rabbanan, b'shus hayachad was never an issue. Subject tumma b'shus hayachad is tame. The question was, why in Rishus HaRabim are we answering? The answer was, Rabbanan don't view this as a suffix. It's a vadai. Tartil reis. The two witnesses take away the suffix. It's like probable that it's tameh. And that's enough to make it not a suffix. Reb Shimon disagrees with that. He says, tartil reis, it just makes it a suffix. And therefore, Rishus HaRabim is star. Because suffix tumma Rishus HaRabim is star. When it comes to Rishus HaYachid, Reb Shimon just introduced a whole new thing. That suffix tumma Rishus HaYachid is tameh, is only by Saita. By everywhere else, it's a suffix. Yes, Reb Meisha.
He gave Rashwa in public?
No.
It was between him and her.
So therefore, I ate him, though.
Adam was there?
Somebody must have been there, if not, she can say I never got warned.
I just don't remember it.
Yeah, Adam was there.
There was two Adam there.
Again, he okay, learned that Beis and Saita, there's two machlekes, there are two lishanas.
But if there was no Adam there, no Adam.
Again, if she denies that she was warned, we can't do anything to her. Okay. Whether you need Adam or not, is a machlekes there. But it's only if she doesn't deny it. Okay. If she denies it, you better have Adam.
He's saying a good thing.
Of course he's saying a good thing. No, he always says good things. You make it sound like it's a chiddush that he said a good thing.
Hasra is from a guy farther down the... Who gave the
Hasra?
It wasn't there.
Hasra doesn't exist by Saita. It's called Kinoi. He warns her on July 1st, I don't want you going alone with that man in a room. No, she didn't go alone. Now, October 1st, she walked into the room with that man, and two Adam saw it.
Oh, no,
where
were those two Adam at?
No, for Kinoi. It's my question again. I'm Pascal. I lost that with two Adam for Kinoi.
There's two Adam there. That's Rabbim again.
No, not. The two Adam saw her walk in a room and close the door. Why is that Rishus HaRabim? Who's in the room?
Why did we call the guy who told not to, who
news. The husband told his wife on July 1st, this kinui, the warning here is not the hasra that happens when a person does an aveira. You're talking about whether we would kill the woman. We only kill the woman if somebody tells the woman, if you have a relationship with this man now, you will die, and she goes ahead and does it. That's the hasra. This is not hasra. This is a different kind of hasra. Yes, it means warning. It's a husband telling his wife on July 1st, listen, I don't like the hanky-panky that's going on between you and George. Stay away from George. I don't want you ever going in a room with George. 4 months later, she walks into a room with George and two Adam C. And they come and they tell Bezin, we saw this woman who we know was warned by her husband. Well, we don't know he was warned by her husband, but Bezin finds out who she was. Then she went into a room. She now is a Saita.
There's four people there.
Two people. Not in the room. A Saita means she was in a room alone with somebody and we don't know what happened. We don't know whether they watched the news, they watched the news, or whether they did not.
What if my story that he saw it had to be a further distance away?
That was by Nazir. It had nothing to do with Saita.
It's the same particular Torah, Yachin Rabim.
Again. The essence of the story of Saita is two people alone in a room. That's the story of Saita.
So why does he have to be farther away?
He doesn't have to be farther away. Nobody has to be farther away. They're not in the room.
Why does it say there that...
That's because there was an open area. Two people were walking, and one touched a mace. And we don't know which of the two touched the mace. So if he's not further away, there were three people there. Talokam, Savik, Tumam, and Shosarabim. So if he's further away, there were only two people there. By the case of Saita, there's automatically two people there. There's nobody else in the room. I'm trying to figure it out. Yes.
If anybody knows it and is looking through the window, or
then it's not a suffix. He'll come and tell us whether he saw smoke.
Did you see anyone draw a parallel? We've got a situation in Sota where there's already a process began. In other words, if a woman and a man go into a room together and she's never been warned not to go into a room with him, she cannot become a Sota. He can divorce her, but he has to give her a get and such like that.
And pay Ksuba.
Absolutely.
And not do a Saita.
No, what I'm drawing a parallel to is the process of evaporation, the process of souring.
Not at all.
Which are things which have
not at all
already in existence.
No, there's a big difference here, because there's no reason to assume that walking into a room is starting a process. Listen, the plumber comes...
No, that's not what I said. What I said is the warning starts a process. I said if a woman walks into a room
but it's not
a
man
and stays there long enough to become tamei, she is not a soka.
Right. Okay, so I'll move back. The warning doesn't start a process because it's not a continuous process. Whereas by the evaporation and by the case of the wine, it's a continuous process.
I would have said that the warning changes her state, but what you're saying is good. I hear what you're saying.
Rashi. We did Rashi. So at this point, we've explained the difference between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Shimon and Rabbanan. Fine. This has nothing to do with our shayla of the woman. We took care of the woman because there was no tartil reisa. There's only one reisa. Zogti Gemara Vayter. Ibai Yisema, a different shat in Reb Shimon.
Rashi now?
No, we did Rashi. We did the whole Rashis that there are. We're up to the Rashi Ibai Yisema. We did the Rashis up to the Ibai Yisema. You have highlighted Rashis in the Gemara you're using? Good, because some of these old prints don't have highlighted Rashi's, and they make things much harder to learn.
I never saw that before. Bold. No highlighted Rashi's.
I have no highlighted Rashi's in my Gemara.
Bold Rashi papers.
No highlighted Rashi's. I don't have bold Rashi papers. When I got married, I got the newest shots in the market. It doesn't have highlighted Rashi's. Didn't exist.
No, Jay asked me, should he do
They also didn't have cars. I mean, what am I supposed to say?
No, Jay asked me.
No, they have a lot of prints. since then. Not, I don't know, since then,
no,
before that.
The very first time.
Yeah,
I saw the art school.
I heard you did the MP Press one before that one. The yellow jacket.
Yeah, I got the newest thing that came out before I got married. My Shrey was kind enough to buy it, and at that point I thought I had gold. And now Ois V'Hadar has, even if I don't use art school, Ois V'Hadar has put everybody else to shame as far as using a shot.
I don't have it in mine either. I don't have any highlights on mine. Did Rush have highlights? I could never find a place.
No. Yeah, I had a Rush highlights, yeah. Yeah, that's the problem. You don't have highlights, you're always looking.
Yeah.
That's why highlights are great. That's why I told Dr. Harris that he should have highlights, because now he'll never find the Rush you were up to. That's what I meant. But I don't have highlights. Something to my advice. Beam by the same, but I prepared, so I know what I'm looking for. Beam by the same, high new time with Reb Shimon. We're taking a new chat from Shimon. Meaning that, right? Meaning, Beam by the same, like this. Reb Shimon Gomar Saif Tuma Mitchilas Tuma. Okay. I'll explain what the Gemara is going to say. So Rabbanan say, the suffix of Saita is, did she become Tameh or did she not become Tameh? It's not whether something was removed. It's, did she become or did she not become? Somebody's walking in a private area. Did he touch the Sheretz? Did he not touch the Sheretz? That's similar to Saita. Somebody is... Somebody's walking in the street. Did he touch? Did he not touch the Sheretz? That's similar to Saita, right? Now, the question is, what happens, right? That's a very similar to Saita. Now, what happens if a person was Tameh? And now the question is, did it get removed or not? This person who went into the mikvah was Tameh. Question is, did he remove his suffix? It's a different level. It's a different time frame in the suffix. It's not whether he became Tameh, he definitely did become Tameh, did he remove his Tumah? Do we compare that to Saita as well or not? Rabbanan say the halacha of Suffolk Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is, did you become Tameh or not? In B'Shus HaRabim we say Tar. Did you remove Tumah or not? We are Machmer. We say you didn't remove Tumah. Because it's Saif Tumah. It's not the beginning of tomorrow. We will elaborate on this tomorrow. We will stop here today. Everybody should have a...